Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are here with Sheila Johnson and Susan Koch, who are going to are the founders of the Middleburg Film Festival. Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
You are so welcome. We are so excited about this year. We got the most incredible film lineup you've ever seen. Every year we sweat this out. We think, okay, we've had great films this year. I hope we can find better films the following year. And it happens every time. All of the films that we've had year after year, this is our seventh year, have been absolutely terrific.
Yeah, talk about, before we get into the actual movies themselves, talk about how, I mean, I think you guys are even better. I'll go ahead and say it. Better than Sundance and even other festivals at predicting what's going to go on to win Oscars. You know, last year's opening night film, Roma, went on to win Best Director and a couple others. And then your closing film, Green Book, went on to win Best Picture. So you guys, you know, how do you talk about sort of that legacy of how, you know, it's become sort of this sought-after place where, you know, if you're a filmmaker who thinks you have an Oscar contender, you want to play Middleburg because it could really help your chances.
Well, what you have to understand, Susan's a filmmaker. She's taught me how to make films. We work together. We have the eyes and the ears and the feeling of really good movies. We sit next to each other in the theaters at the different film festivals, and we look at each other, we're going, that's a good movie. And I just think that instinctively we just know what we should do and how many films we should take and which ones we should show.
Jason, when I heard you mention Roma and Green Book, I started thinking this year's opening film is Marriage Story, clearly an Oscar contender, and our closing film is The Irishman, clearly another contender. So, you know, we'll see. But I think, you know, we don't go into it thinking we want this film because we think it's going to get an Oscar. We just look for the strongest films possible. And, you know, a lot of it is, you know, you curate to your own taste.
Yeah.
But you also, you know, try to anticipate what will our audience like. Let's push the envelope a little. And then, you know, have something for everybody. As you know, films during Oscar season can be a little on the dark or heavy side. So we also try to get a mix where we have some that are a little bit lighter, too.
So we really love our lineup this year. It is really, I think, so exciting. I mean, I haven't seen all of the films. Susan's seen more because she goes out to L.A. and will sit through some of the screenings. So that way I get to see them at the film festival. But we have seen the majority of the films, and I will tell you, we got a great lineup.
Yeah. Let's go into the lineup. Obviously, you know, for the purposes of the interview, we don't have time to go into everything, but I do have a couple I'll throw out that I definitely want to highlight and get you guys' take on them. So start us off, even before the opening night, before Marriage Story, I want people to make sure they get out there early on Thursday at 3:00 for Junho Bong's Parasite. I mean, this one, the Palme d'Or at Cannes, talk about it a little bit. Why was it important to kick off with that one?
Well, you know, it's the opening soon in theaters, and so we've had this tradition where if we know a film is opening, I think it opens on Friday, that we sneak it in first, right before the official opening of the festival. And Parasite is just have you seen it, Jason? It's a terrific film. I mean, it's he's a brilliant filmmaker. And so we knew that we wanted to play it. And I think people will, it's got such an interesting, it starts out, how do you think one way, and then it ends up, you know, with a totally unexpected ending, and it is really that. I think that film is a really strong candidate for best international feature this year.
Yeah, I love. Well, he kind of came on the scene with that monster movie, The Host. But the one I really loved was Snowpiercer, about the train after the climate change experiment, and that was it. Chris Evans has to work his way towards the front of it. It became like him and Octavia Spencer moving up that train was almost like a class, a commentary on class divides as they moved up the train. I thought it was great. So I'm excited to see Parasite. And then that night, Marriage Story, of course, everybody knows director Noah Baumbach, The Squid and the Whale, Mistress America, you know, Greta Gerwig sort of, you know, studied under his tutelage before she broke out with Lady Bird. But talk about this Adam Driver, Scarlett Johansson, you know, a crumbling cross cross-country marriage here. Tell us more about Marriage Story and why, you know, you thought that Baumbach was the right fit to, for the big opening for this year's Roma, let's say.
Yeah, you know, Marriage Story is, Noah Baumbach, I mean, he's just, you know, his films are very personal, but this is his most personal film yet. I think this is his 10th film, and he will be at the festival, and we're presenting him with our Spotlight Director Award. And it is such a good film, and it's so authentic, and it's called Marriage Story, but it's actually about a marriage dissolving. And the performances by Adam Driver and Scarlett right. Johansson are exceptional. And then you've got, you know, Laura Dern and Alan Alda and Ray Liotta playing the attorneys. It's such a well done film, and I think it's deserving all the acclaim that it's getting. And so we are really thrilled to be opening with it. And of course,
awesome.
We have Noah with us.
Yeah, I really can't wait, and, you know, audiences, definitely stick around for that Q&A after. All right, and then on Friday, there's a bunch of great ones. Tell me about everyone. So many people are excited about Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers, some supporting actor buzz maybe for there for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Why should our listeners come check that one out?
Well, they should be. You know, I didn't know what to think going into it. And it is just really, it's just such a good film. I mean, Tom Hanks, from the minute, you know, he's there with his slippers and sweater, he is Mr. Rogers. There's absolutely no doubt about it. But it's the story of this jaded journalist who's assigned by his editor to write a story about Mr. Rogers, and he's very upset because he's, you know, he thinks that Mr. Rogers couldn't possibly be who he appears to be, that nobody is that kind. And so he goes into it with a very negative attitude, and in the end, his life is changed by it. And we have that journalist is coming to the festival, Tom Juno, that's the story is based on, and Matthew Reeves plays the journalist. And we also have the screenwriters coming. So I think that's going to be just a fascinating conversation to see the real journalist and then the screenwriters.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to jump in here. There is a movie called Willie. I'm one of the executive producers for this movie, and it's about the first African-American hockey player that entered the NHL. He also is the first African-American hockey player to get into the Hall of Fame, and he's up for a congressional medal. And Willie O'Ree will actually be there. We will also have the Stanley Cup. But I really wanted to talk about this documentary because it's very special, and he's really known as the Jackie Robinson of hockey.
Awesome.
Very important.
It's called
story.
Willie? Called Willie?
Willie, yeah.
Okay. All right, everybody, circle that on your calendars and maybe get to see the Stanley Cup.
yeah.
All right. Also, I want to talk about the Harriet Tubman movie, Cynthia Erivo as Harriet. It's called Harriet, and that's on. I know it plays on Friday. Give us a little insight into this. I mean, it's a story that we all, you know and love, but, you know, talk about how cool it is that it's actually getting the big screen treatment now.
Yeah. And I also heard that they're selling her house or something for, it's going to be demolished. It was in the paper mm-hmm. a few days ago.
It was filmed in Virginia. And so that's great because this is a regional premiere, and we have Casey Lemons coming, the director. And, you know, she's an incredible director. I think she had her first breakout with Eve Bayou over 20 years ago. And we're also honoring Terrence Blanchard, who's the composer of Harriet. He's our composer honoree this year. We're going to do a concert featuring him on his trumpet and his quintet and a 30-piece orchestra. But this is, it is surprising that it took so long for this to be made. And Cynthia Erivo, she's amazing. So I think people are really in for a treat with that.
Definitely. Just since you went ahead and mentioned it, talk about the Terrence Blanchard concert again. That's going to be Sunday. Is he actually going to be there?
He is.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be there with his Quintet E Collective and our 30-piece orchestra. And I know he's bringing his trumpet. And it's going to be, they'll be performing selections from his scores. And we'll also have the world premiere performance of the suite from Harriet. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I want to say this, and we say it every year. I think it's really important. What separates us out from all the other film festivals is we really do celebrate the people behind the camera. It's composers. It's the costume designers. It's the, you know, cinematographers. I mean, it's really important to highlight them and honor them, because movies wouldn't make it without their expertise. And I think that's what's really important.
Yeah, and that concert's always a personal favorite of mine, because that's a time where, you know, it's a little break from the movie watching. We get to sit there and you guys get to honor, I think we've had like Mark Isham. There's been a bunch in the past, but Blanchard,
yeah.
Man, I mean, he's done, you know, a ton of Spike Lee movies too. And I mean, I thought his Black Klansman might've been my favorite score of, like, that one just stuck in my head as my favorite of last
year.
Right. So that'll
be
cool.
He was nominated for that. I think he'll get nominated again with Harriet. He could win. It's surprising because I think many people know him as a jazz musician, but he's actually scored, I think, over 50 films. And of course, he's well known with his Spike Lee films, but he's also a longtime collaborator with Casey Lennon.
Yeah, well, we were just at Blues Alley for a concert last night, and they had Terry Blanchard something on the menu. He's legendary. They named a food after him. Let's go back to Friday, because I don't want to miss. I want to do the Sterling K. Brown movie Waves. Tell us about that, because that's seems a little more indie than some of these movies, but it's getting so much buzz.
Yes, I sat through it. I needed a drink afterwards, but I'll tell you, it's a powerful, very powerful movie. And
Sterling K. Brown is coming.
Yeah, and
he'll be there.
I'll tell you,
he'll
yeah.
be there.
After that movie, I just had to sit there for about 15 minutes to take it all in. It is really quite a movie.
So we have Sterling K. Brown coming, and Kelvin Harrison Jr., who plays the son, and then, of course, the director, Trey Edward Schultz, is coming.
That is awesome. So there you go. This Is Us fans. Everybody get out and see your favorite actor there. That's so cool. All right. Moving into Saturday, tell us about Jojo Rabbit. I know it won the People's Choice up in Toronto. Looks like this quirky comedy. Explain Jojo Rabbit. Why, you know, if our listeners see that on the calendar, why they shouldn't miss that one.
It is, you know, I think it's brilliant. It really is a brilliant film. Now, I mean, if you read the description, you might not quite get it, but if you see it, it uses humor to make a much deeper point. And I was a little surprised that it won the Audience Award at Toronto, because that's usually, as you know, Jason, that's usually a signal of greater things to come. And not because I didn't think it deserved it, but because I didn't know how popular it would be. But it's really such a creative, interesting film. And
for sure, can't wait to see it. Tell me about the Saturday Spotlight Ford versus Ferrari, because, you know, everyone loves Christian Bale and Matt Damon. It's a really cool true story.
It is the best movie. I loved it. It is a testosterone movie. Every man should see this movie. Can't catch it at the film festival. You need to go to the theaters. It's a true story. I am telling you, there is so much going on in this movie besides the racing part, but just the backstory of how Ford Motor Company really wanted to buy Ferrari and build the fastest racing car. And I'm not going to tell the whole movie, but anyway, it's got a story over a story, and it's just amazing. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat.
And, you know, it's also a friendship movie. It's
yeah.
between, the leads are played by Christian Bale and Matt Damon, and they are really exceptional. So it keeps you on the edge of your seat.
And,
you know, even if you didn't think you were into, you know, racing, it's really quite a crowd pleaser. It just races by, you would say.
So awesome. Is anyone from the, you know, any of the filmmakers coming in on that one or no?
No, we have the composer from that film coming, Marco Beltrami.
Cool.
So,
yeah. Yeah, we've honored him before. I'm so glad he's coming back. Chris Bowers will also be in the neighborhood, who was with us last year for Green Book. He's coming
awesome.
Back. Yeah, he loves it.
Awesome. And then, of course, you mentioned it earlier, but, you know, on Sunday we get the movie that everybody's been talking about, the Martin Scorsese's 3.5-hour epic gangster film, The Irishman. Got a ton of buzz when it played up in New York. But this is the first time. This is the first time people in our area can see this, and you know it's going to be, you know, an Oscar contender. So explain how excited and how you even were able to land such a big movie.
It's a terrific film. I've seen, you know, and don't be, you know, put off by the 3.5 hours. It really goes by, and it's so. I think it, you know, one of the things that you might be reading about is that that Scorsese actually de-ages his characters. So that's really remarkable when you see, you know, De Niro and Harvey Keitel, and they're all, you know. They're all de-aging in the film and during the flashbacks. And we are, Rodrigo Prieto is coming. He's the cinematographer, and it's, of course, brilliant cinematography. He collaborates with Scorsese. I think this is his fourth collaboration. And, you know, he's also, you know, was with cinematographer, Brokeback Mountain, Argo, you know, Silence, many films. So we're very excited about The Irishman. I think, It lives up to its hype.
Oh, yeah. You get, you know, Pacino, Pesci, De Niro, Keitel, Ray Romano, you know.
Unbelievable.
You know, and to your point, please, listeners, don't be scared off by the 3.5 hours. I mean, The Godfather 2 was 3.5 hours. And so, you know what I mean? Like,
you won't want to get up and go to the bathroom. Trust me, you're going to be riveted.
Yep, we're in the hands of a master with Marty there. All right, well, can you speak, every year I like getting at least one soundbite from you guys on, you know, just how, you know, it's a picturesque setting in Middleburg, how it's, you know, it's walkable. You can go walk to the shops and it's fall, you know, the leaves are changing in horse country, wine country. You know, why is it such an idyllic setting for a film festival?
Well, first of all, I think our weather is going to be absolutely exceptional. And because we have so many different destinations to go see the film festival, it's a walkable film festival. And we not only are able to walk the film festival, we will have some food trucks there so people will not be starving. We will always have lots of food. And then we also have wine and conversation at the different wineries. This is probably in just a 1 mile area where we have so much going on. We feed the soul with food. You drink wines. You have great conversation. You can go see so many movies in a walkable setting. It's just going to be amazing.
And I think, you know, I just to echo what Sheila says, it's, you know, our tagline is 4 days of fantastic films in a stunning setting. And that tagline still holds true, you know, as we go into year 7. It's just, we really love, the town has embraced us. People love going there. It's convenient. And you have no parking hassles and free parking. And, you know, there's an intimacy to it that I think people really enjoy as well, and that's one of the things that is very important for us to maintain.
Awesome. Well, if anyone has any, you know, where should our listeners go if they want to check out more info? You know, plug the website and, you know, tell them how they get tickets, because I know a lot of the advanced, you know, special packages sell out pretty quick, but, you know, in terms of they see a movie on their individual screenings, you know, what do you recommend for them?
If you go to middleburgfilm.org, you can purchase individual tickets, $15 each, $10 for students. But don't be dissuaded if they are sold out, because we do have a rush line for virtually all of the screenings, and we try to get as many people in as possible. Also, if you think you want to go to one film and it's sold out, try another one. A lot of people say that ends up being their what they thought was their second choice ends up being their favorite film of the festival. So there's still plenty of tickets, and, you know, just come and, you know, we have at any given time, there's 4 film screening at the different venues, and we encourage you to be adventuresome in your choices.
Awesome. Sheila, Susan, it's a pleasure talking every year, and I it's seriously my favorite thing to do every fall. So thank you so
all
much.
Right.
And
well,
yeah,
thank you.
And congratulations, Jason.
We can't wait to meet the wife.
The Mrs. Fraley, and welcome her to Middleburg.